District week, excitement. Boy, your teams have just been terrific. RPAC, best in the Midwest. Alma, your kids perform. I think you're set up pretty darn nicely going into district day on Wednesday, aren't you?
It is, you know, districts, and this is what you kind of work for all season long. And I think we have the kids right where we want them and doing some of their best work here at the end of the season. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a very competitive track meet for us. The kids are ready to go, and we're going to see what Wednesday holds for us.
Yeah, when you talk about competition, boy, on the girls' side with what Dundee County Stratton has done, what you've done, you know, Loomis has got some kids, Southern Valley's got kids, everybody's got kids to compete to win this. I know maybe you don't take the to win a district team title maybe as serious, but boy, to win this baby, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tight at the top, I think, isn't it?
Well, it is, and with so many teams in our district having some stellar athletes, you know, in some, you know, events that we are also, you know, pretty talented in, and then, you know, others, I think the team title is just going to come down to sheer numbers and who can still fill spots, as with any team title for the most part. Yeah, those upper kids, but a lot of times team titles are won on those fourth, fifth, and sixth places that you can get. So just, you know, attrition of sheer numbers might get a team title for someone.
I tell you, the last couple of meets, RPAC and also Best in the Midwest, folks got a little treat of watching, especially the sprints of what the district is going to be like. And Jolie Farr and Clara Spargo have battled and battled and battled. Seems like every meet you go to, that's who you face, isn't it?
It is, and we do. We run across them in a lot of meets, and, you know, you throw in Addie Hunt from Southern Valley as well on that. And those three are just going to be phenomenal to watch. In the 100 and the 200, you know, and then Addie and Clara there in that 400. It's just going to be a fun meet and a competitive meet and just good competition. And we're just hoping that not only, you know, Trojans, of course, first and foremost, but I also wish everybody else to get, you know, as many kids as they can down to state track to represent our portion of the state.
Sticking with the girls, Margo, you got to talk about two of your relays. Boy, they've really performed the 4x4 and the Best in the Midwest, came up with their season best, and then at the Alma invite, your 4x1 goes 51.9. So those two relays have really worked hard and got those times down the last couple of weeks.
Yes, they have. You know, and we didn't really decide we were going to put that together until probably right before conference. We kind of been keeping that in our back pocket, you know, trying to let those kids see what they could develop in an individual event first to see if maybe they could get down there in an individual event as well as those relays. So we kind of try to let those events develop for those kids. But, yes, and even like at Best of the West, that girls 4x1, we would have ran a stellar time up there too, but we had one handoff that caused us trouble. And we had a bad, bad handoff and still ran a personal best for the season. But then, yes, we go down to Alma. Handoffs were much better. And, of course, you know, run that 51.95, I think it was, down there. And so that's looking good for us there too. And that, I don't know what got into those girls in that 4x4 up there at Best of the West. I don't know if it's that, you know, the wind, the temperature, the storms, and the things we had all day, but they just ran out of their minds. And so we're hoping we can get that back on this Wednesday.
Carson Trompke, boy, this is going to be his last district. He's a senior, and I know he is really improving those times. The mile at the Hartson invite at Alma, his season best, and he runs 10-18 at the Best of the Midwest, and that's, I think, that's a PR for him, if I'm not mistaken. So he's getting those times down right where he wants them.
He is, and we kind of planned it out that way. So he just went in the 2 mile at Best of the West to see what we could do. And, you know, it's just more of a confidence builder, too, to know that, yes, I can get down to those, you know, right around that 10-18 mark is what we're going to have to be to try and get him a gold medal this year. And then, of course, at Alma then, he didn't run the 2 mile. We kind of kept him fresh for the mile to see what he could do in a mile. He just performed outstanding there with that, you know, 4:38 that he ran there. He did run, I think, a 4:37 state last year in the mile. So he was a little disappointed in that. But there's no doubt in my mind, you know, once you set him on that stage down there at Burke Stadium in Omaha, that he's going to come up with the best performance he can.
All three relays are set up pretty well. 4x1, 4x4, 4x8 are setting top three, either first, second, or third, going into a Wednesday's meet as well.
Yeah, you know, we hope, and that's our goal, is to get five of our six relays between the boys and girls down there. and like our boys, and we're looking to go in all three of our relays. You know, it's not going to be easy, that 4x1 and 4x4 especially. We keep stressing that we don't have to win it to go. We can qualify on an additional because our district is pretty tough in those events. But, you know, our 4x1, we have yet to nail all, you know, three handles where I think they need to be. So I'm hoping that happens for us on this Wednesday. And just give us a chance, even if we don't win it, just give us a chance to qualify on an additional. And, you know, that 4x4 as well, you know, and they know it too. We've been stressing it. You know, you get to those meets where three will run their personal best and that fourth won't. If we can get all four of them on the same page on the same day at the same time, it'll be a fun race.
And finally, got to mention Tayton Kepin too. You mentioned him last time as he has just really been coming on like gangbusters, and he is right up there in the 200 and the 400 along with the two relays. And boy, that when it comes to the two and the four against the other competitors, the Jerry Ingensons from Maywood Hayes Center, the Cale Garrett's Medicine Valley, and of course the 200 with a fast race and the Dundee County Stratton kids. That young man, boy, he'll have his hands full on Wednesday, but you know darn well the way he's coming on, he can do it.
He is. He's a stubborn kid. So I love that about him, though, and he keeps calm. He's got great composure. He's one of those kids that I don't worry about, you know, flipping out and running too tight and not running what he's capable of. He just goes out there and gets it done. Just oodles of talent with that kid. Just, I don't even think he knows how much talent he has. I just don't think he realizes that. And so I'm anxious to see him in that 2 and 4. And again, those are going to be very competitive races. And then, of course, he helps us out on that 4x1 and 4x4.
And there's some other girls and boys we did not mention that you're hoping, hey, they go there, compete, maybe get some PRs, and hey, if they can get themselves into a qualifying spot at the state meet as well, hey, that would be terrific as well.
That would be terrific as well. You know, Brenna Detterding and Rachel Harris on the girls' side, you know, they do run our relays for us, or at least, you know, the ones we're trying to qualify here, but we're still hoping to get them down there in an individual event as well. And, you know, I have three high jumpers that at any given meet could hit that qualifying mark of 4.11. They're looking kind of strong here at the end of the season. It would be, you know, a pipe dream here to get all three of them down there. But, you know, we just need to have them perform on Wednesday to what they're capable of, and that's a possibility too. You know, and you're just looking at, like, Jocelyn Holtz has kind of filled that fourth spot on that 4x1 relay for us. So another little freshman that we're hoping we can get down to state as well. You know, and on a boys' side, as far as individual events, you know, Wyatt Jackson has a chance in that open 800. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're looking at other kids, too, and hoping to take them down to Omaha with us.